behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good Tuesday morning to you. How you doing? Hope it's a good start. It's going to be 70 degrees in 48 hours. So I hope everybody
in December.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys the flu when they and their colds and their everything.
Thanks for the
happening.
Positive outlook,
yeah,
Greg.
I mean, that's what happens when the weather fluctuates.
Right. You're right.
You know?
You're right.
You know?
Your body can't adjust in time.
So anyway, it's going to be 70 Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I've got my shorts. Got my short shorts. I'm wearing short shorts.
You got your Speedo?
No, I mean.
You do own a Speedo, don't you?
Well, it's.
You're a Speedo guy.
Yeah, but I mean, my Speedo is like, you know, your boxers. Patton, good morning. What's going on, man? Did you get a haircut, Patton?
Yeah.
Or just wash it?
No. I very much got a haircut. The person I get it couldn't get it. I was trying to get it before Thanksgiving. She was all booked up, so I was looking like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo the past couple of days.
Yeah, you kind of were.
Much needed haircut, yeah.
Zoinks!
Yeah. Hey, Plaster's going to come on with us in about an hour. Congratulations.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Last night, the two shifts. Mm-hmm. Star power just... Oh, I was talking to Adam Duvall about hitting bombs against my Brewers.
Yeah, you know, Adam Duvall was there,
yeah,
man.
It was a great lineup, a great evening. Obviously, the charities were the benefactors. It was packed. The folks at Hermitage Strike and Spare, you know, the Spito family from Larry to our friends, obviously Steve, mm-hmm. and Schmitty, and then you got, and we're going to go around the horn here in a minute.
Yep.
But and also. Philip Cox, who we met out mm-hmm. at the Tusculum, you know, Strike and Spare.
Yes.
Philip and Sandra Wiley was there.
Yeah, the Hall of Famer.
My,
I didn't get a chance to watch her bowl. She's good, man.
Oh, you think?
She's good.
Yeah, she.
Told me she's good.
Well, she. I saw her hit like I saw her roll three strikes in a row, and mm-hmm. I just well, okay, I see what that's about. I just saw a lot of old friends. I mean,
yeah.
My gosh, I mean. People I hadn't seen in a while. I had, you know, I'm on every Wednesday, every Thursday with Watson Brown. I've known Watson Brown for, since before he was the head coach at Vandy, back since the 80s. And he hadn't seen me with a beard.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
It's been that long?
Yeah. And he came up, and I knew at first, he said, he was looking at me, hey, it's Pogue, man. He goes, what? And he grabs my beard. So what's that? You know, and I said, it hides my double chin, okay? You bowled, and congratulations on just a wonderful evening for a great cause, and everybody just hit it out of the park last night.
Yeah, it was Plaster's Celebrity Bowling Event, the first annual,
inaugural.
The inaugural, over at Hermitage Strike and Spare. I had a great time. I bowled pretty well, actually, for me. I had not picked up a ball in a while. I met... So I was the quote-unquote celebrity for two different groups. All the people were great. Saw some people I hadn't seen in a while. Neil O'Donnell, the former Titans quarterback. He used to do our Sunday night show during football season. It was great to catch up with him. Derek Mason, the former Titan, who we just had on the show just a couple weeks ago.
Will Perdue. Did you? He was in the second group.
Well, he's hard to miss.
You ever seen somebody that tall bowl?
No.
He didn't bowl. He just reached down there and dropped the ball right on top of the pins. But
I'm glad. I'm just glad they found bowling shoes big enough to fit him. He probably brought his own. I'm guessing.
It's like the old woman in the shoe, right?
Yes.
But you got to meet Schmitty last night?
I got to meet some of the all-stars that call our show. I met Schmitty. I met Dr. D.
Oh, Dr. Detroit.
I met Dr. Detroit. I met Tony in Nolensville. Great guy. Tony's great. Yeah. Shout out, Tony. It was great meeting you last night. And Dr. D and everybody, man. We had to... I just had a great time, man. I was in an early shift, the 6-8 shift. I bowled two games. Had a great time. Had to... hightailed out of there a little early. But, man, there were so many people there, and everybody was just smiling, having a good time. And you know what? I was happy for Plaz because Plaz had a big smile on his face as well. Because, you know, anytime you take on an endeavor like this, you never know how it's going to go, right? And, you know, you could tell that it was a success. And, you know, that's just Plaz being Plaz. You know, he's Nashville born and raised. He wants to get back to the city that's done so much for him, you know. And so I was happy for him, and I was just happy and it was just fun to meet a lot of people there. And I actually, you know, when I walked in, Bruno and Zach were doing their show,
yeah.
And I offered to go on the show and confront Bruno, and, you know, we could settle our differences, and they declined. So not surprised.
Zach, actually, I was listening on the way over there. Yeah. He said the first person that comes in and takes a picture with us and puts it up on Twitter, mm-hmm. I'm going to give a $50 gift card of your choice, mm-hmm. wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one. Yeah. Zach owes me a $50 gift card.
He's not going to pay up.
Yeah,
you know
he
that.
Is. You damn well. I know he is. Yo, yeah, he'll pay. Zach will pay. Now, Bruno, maybe not.
Yeah, well,
but
Bruno,
Zach, you know, Zach will pay.
And then that was about the only damper on the evening is having to see those two guys there last night. Other than that, it was a great night.
Well, you know, for me.
Who let those guys in the building?
Yeah. Well, the thing for me is, you know, I've been around for a while, and it was like old home week for me. People
yeah.
that I've dealt with over the years, mm-hmm. and going back so long ago, and you know, it was really like old home week for me last night. And I guess sort of around the Thanksgiving holiday feel and everything. It's great
yeah.
timing for it,
yeah, it was.
As well. And saw a lot
but for that
of
many
people
yeah. to come out on the Monday night. Yeah. I also saw Ian Ayer, the CEO of Nashville SC. I know we're gonna have Drake Hill's on later in the show.
The John Ingram, the owner.
Yeah,
I mean, we could sit there and roll down the list.
Ian Ayer bowled right next to me. And I pat him on the shoulder, and I just, you know, said hello to him. And, I, you know, he had a big smile on his face. I said, hey, tough one last night, huh? And that smile quickly turned to it. I said, but, hey, the future's bright. You got the new stadium coming in. And he smiled again. So.
Well, you can be so mean. Right? I said, I hope his bowling was better than those last two penalty kicks.
Yeah, we're going to ask Drake about that when he comes on later.
Drizzy.
Yeah. Drake, he started from the bottom. Now he's here.
Drake Hill is going to join us at 10:25. Alan Bell at 9:25, by the way. So go ahead.
Yeah. It's going to be great to have AB on spin around the NFL. You're a Drake fan, right? Drake Hill's and Drake?
Yes, yes. He's really the only real Nashville SC beat reporter that you can really follow, and he's where I get all my info from. So.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter at LiveLifeDrake, and definitely follow him on Instagram at Drake Hills Soccer. He's a great follow on Instagram.
Well, and he writes it in the vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'll look, okay, that's, you know, that means something else in other sports. And I'm learning, but, you know, what's a shutout over here is a draw over there.
Right. And, in all seriousness, he's really, along with you, Patton, as well, with your soccer knowledge, I mean, really helped us kind of understand some of the nuances of the game, because to a lot of American sports fans, it's just, you know, two teams kicking the ball around, but there's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of, you know, game within the game type stuff that, you know, we don't know about, but we're learning through guys like Patton Cook and Drake Hills.
It was a lot like when the Predators first came mm-hmm. here, back in the late 90s, Pete and Terry were sort of out front, you know, with their hockey 101 classes.
Saw Crispy last night.
Crispy Pete. I mean, you know, saw him last night.
Yeah.
So it was a good time.
It was a star-studded affair, man. I don't know what the heck I was doing there, but it was a lot of fun, man.
You were lopping. That's what.
Yeah, I was jonesing for autographs.
Yeah, but jonesing to give one or get one?
Get one.
Oh, okay.
Nobody wants my autograph. I think I autographed some kid's T-shirt. I'm like, well, that's going to be worth about minus
$5. Well, but it had everybody else's on there,
too. Yeah.
So it got back over the, you know. Those shirts are nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut the sleeves off and use that as a workout shirt.
Okay.
Bro.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I saw Mike Organ too from the Tennessee, and I think we're going to start a podcast together. We're going to do the Meatheads podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about sports and, like, you know, training and eating and just,
you know,
meathead stuff.
No, you know what it needs to be called? The No Neck Podcast.
The No Neck Podcast.
Yeah.
If we make money off that bad boy, we'll cut you in.
Well, by the end of the show, it'll be trademarked. Okay, I'm doing it right now. The no neck, call it the no neckers or something like that. Yeah.
Oregon's the best. Yeah. Man. Those guys were great.
All right. But yeah, good time last night for everybody. Mm-hmm. I guess the news of the day, Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU. It was first reported $15 million a year, and I go, what? No, that, but basically 10 years, $9.5 million. Looks like it's going to get to $10 million. So essentially $100 million to coach the next 10 years at LSU.
Well, a few thoughts on that. A bit of a surprise, but when you really look at it, listen, I sports hate Notre Dame with the fire of a thousand suns, right? I've always hated them. Is that my car?
One of our cars has been, and I don't think.
The alarm's going off. All right, well, let me get this. Let me get this spectacular takeout first.
Well, if anybody, hey, if you're stealing mine, come on in. I'll give you the key.
No, you got a nice car, man.
Yeah.
But a huge surprise, but from the LSU side of it, you know, with everything that happened with Ed Orgeron being shown the door, you had to make a home run hire, right? This is LSU. This is the SEC. You know, you can't just have anybody come in and coach. This is a team that won the national championship just 2 years ago, right? And they want to maintain that level. So I can understand it from that standpoint. From the Brian Kelly Notre Dame standpoint, look, as much as I sports hate Notre Dame, Brian Kelly did an unbelievable job at Notre Dame. You know, with the academic standards that they have for their student athletes, he was able to field highly, highly competitive teams year after year, highly ranked, making the college football playoff. You can't say enough about the job he did. And maybe he feels like, you know what, I've gotten all the juice out of this Notre Dame gig. Let me go somewhere where I can compete in the SEC and compete against the highest level and not have as many restrictions in terms of getting, you know, my higher star student athletes in. So a huge surprise, but I think this is the landscape now, man. I mean, you know, coaches are going to go where the money is, where the best situation is. You know, there's no such thing as brand loyalty anymore. And, I mean, even Cliff Kingsbury yesterday didn't deny the Oklahoma rumors, didn't shoot him down. He just said, that's not something I want to get into right now. And he's the head coach in the NFL of a team with the best record in the league. So I think we're going to see this. You know, we're seeing it with we've already seen it with the players, transfer portal, NIL. I think coaches are like, you know what, have whistle, we'll travel. How much are you willing to pay?
Well, and you already saw what Southern Cal did, too. You know, with him, you know what they're doing?
Yeah,
with,
it comes on the heels of that, right?
Lincoln Riley.
Leaving Nebraska.
He's going to get this. He's building a new home in Norman. So Southern Cal, this is the reports.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to buy his existing home. They're going to buy the one he's building at what? I thought double market value.
$500K over market value for each.
Okay, and he gets $6 million for a home. Just a here's your $6 million, which might I heard Bill joking. It's $6 million may buy you 2,000 square foot home in L.A., but I don't know
if you're lucky.
Yeah, but no,
you might be able to rent a one bedroom apartment for that much.
$6 million, you can live in the hills. Okay,
and so. But that just shows how serious USC is about getting the coach that they want and being willing to pay.
So don't anybody say a word to me that players should not get anything.
Amen.
With the NIL. When you're having coaches, one coach at LSU is going to make $100 million. Here's the deal at LSU. You know 20 people lost their job in the athletic department because COVID-related? They had 20 people get cut that they've not rehired, yet they can go out and spend $100 million on a football coach.
Yeah. It's like you say all the time, it's selective poverty.
Yep.
And, I mean, look at the money that Mel Tucker got at Michigan State. As soon as rumors start flying that he may go somewhere else, they're like, no, you're not. We're locking you up. You know what I mean? And then they go out and get, boat raced by Ohio State. But that's another matter for another day. They have the coach they want. He's the guy that they want to build the culture around. You got to pay him. And so this is just the landscape of where we're at. And I agree with you. Yeah, you know, this whole college athlete shouldn't be paid. That's out the window, Jack. You know, you can forget that.
No.
And when you look at what these coaches make. By the way, speaking of coaches, I saw Coach Rick Byrd last night.
I mean, who was not there? You know,
exactly.
Rick was there. He was in the second group. I left a little earlier. I got there earlier and then left a little earlier. I didn't see a lot of the people in the second group come through because they had a group. It was full.
Yeah,
60. I think they have 64 lanes there, and all four of them, all the lanes were full for both times.
Yeah.
So. And Mike Organ, if you go to his Facebook page, he's got like 50 different pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a picture of you, me, and Rudy on there. Yeah. So
it was a fun night.
Who of these knuckleheads don't fit here?
But back to that coaches thing. I mean, don't you think that's the case now? Schools are just, you know, I don't want to use the term selling out, but I think it's like, hey, if we got our guy, we got to go get him. Yeah. Because
it's an arms race.
It is. And it's just how... It goes to show how important college football is for these universities that are known for college football, right?
Well, you say it's all relative. When Oklahoma and Texas come into the league, the word is they're going to get like per year, they're going to get the SEC payouts about $45
million.
Mm-hmm. It's going to jump to about $90 million a year. Just from the TV payout when Texas and Oklahoma join.
It's like Dire Straits saying, I should have learned to play the guitar. I should have learned to play them drums.
Yeah, they say a lot of other things in that song you can't say.
That's true. Yeah.
That are politically incorrect.
Yeah, the second verse does not age well. And we'll just leave it at that, folks. If you want to know what we're talking about,
well, of course,
stream
everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
So
For the younger people, you know, stream it.
Oh, that's my sting. That stung.
You need to work on that. Yeah, it stung me.
I don't need to work on it. I need to
cease and desist right now, bro.
But a lot of things to get to. The fairgrounds. The story coming out yesterday that John Cooper, the mayor, and Bristol Motor Speedway through Speedway Motorsports, which owns Bristol, now owns Nashville Super Speedway. Of course, they had the race back there, the cup race in June. June, they're going to have it again, Father's Day weekend again next year. It looks like we could very well have Bristol coming in, taking over the track. Now, here's the rub. And this is the opposition. The city is going to issue $50 million in municipal bonds that, quite frankly, they're going to be paid off by the racing and event revenue and all the different things with it. But if those things fall short, well, taxpayers are on the hook. So still going to get approved by the Board of Fair Commissioners and the Metro Council. But very well, we could have a short track race and a super speedway race in the same year. We could very well go from nothing since 1984 to last year to now having two different cup races at two different tracks. Think of that.
I think it's fantastic. I had a blast covering all those races this past summer. It was great for the city, the great energy. You know, I didn't grow up a racing guy, right? But, you know, I covered the Ally 400. The events leading up to it, and we were there for a couple hours on race day to get some stuff. That was a lot of fun, and it's always great to cover events at the fairgrounds. So, listen, more the merrier. Bring it on in because it comes at a time where there's not a lot going on sports wise in our town. So bring it, man.
Well, the Power Speedway Motorsports, that family, Bruton Smith, now run by his son. They own like 11 different tracks, and they are. Really, when you look at NASCAR, they are the most powerful unit in it outside of the racing side of it. They're obviously the event space and the stadium side. That's what they are. There's tracks. These are stadiums. So anyway, all right, that gets us going this morning. Coming up at 10:25 this morning, Drizzy. Drake Hills
started from the bottom. Now he's here,
but he'll be joining us. We'll put a bow on the Nashville SC season. But coming up next, we'll go around the horn in the NFL with CBS Sports Lines, Alan Bell.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hey Nashville, the 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors: Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Bass Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Hargrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to one in five veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars, but service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast. For this morning, we'll see sunny skies and a high near 62. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 41. Partly sunny for Wednesday and a high near 66. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Funk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Cock and Caldwell, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, CBS Sports Line, Alan Bell. You can follow him on Twitter at AlanBell247 on the F&M Bank phone line. Good morning, Alan. What's up, man?
AB, what's good?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
How was your Thanksgiving, brother?
Man, it was great. I can't complain at all. How about y'all?
Hey, can I start with this real quick, Greg?
No.
Okay.
What would I go for?
AB, what are we going to do about the Lions on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, my God. That's what you want to go to.
I do, because I know it's a tradition. Detroiters love it, but it's such bad football. Somebody actually in Detroit, Rico Beard from 97.1 The Ticket, had a pretty cool suggestion. The NFL should say to the Lions, if you don't have at least four wins by Thanksgiving, you're out. We're putting another game in. You'll have a chance to get it back next year. What are we going to do about the Lions on Thanksgiving?
You're relegating them. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, they should be relegated from the. You can't relegate them from the league, although the Ford family deserves that, in my opinion. Wow. But, you know, where are you at with the Lions on Thanksgiving?
All right, so my opinion is this. If you haven't figured it out in 67 years, then we got to do something with you. I agree completely. Now, I feel bad for Lions fans. I think we all do.
Sure.
But come on. I mean, this is prime time slotting. Like, if I'm the NFL, I'm the first one saying, buddy, hey, we got to do something here. Got to do something. These slots are way too financially important. I agree 100%.
And just real quick, I know, you know, people say, well, you could say that about the Dallas Cowboys. Much as I sports hate the Dallas Cowboys, if they're good, it's a story. If they're bad, it's a story. They get a rating no matter what. So having them makes sense. But the Lions, yeah. Sorry, Greg.
Fact of the matter is they're going to make the same amount of money who they put in there, if it's the Lions or not. I hate to say it.
You're probably right.
But you know, people are going to pay the same for the slot of what it is because they're buying the NFL as much as the Lions. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you do with $100 million to coach LSU the next 10 years? This is Lincoln Riley, what his deal was, he's getting his two homes paid for in Norman, $500,000 over face value. He's getting $6 million house voucher for L.A., $100 million there. And so don't tell me anything about kids making money through the NIL. I don't want to hear that noise.
I was just telling Greg, you know, it's like that old Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing. I should have learned to play the guitar, man. I got in the wrong business.
Dude, no kidding, man. I need to know what this agent is doing. I mean, that was terrific work on Lincoln Riley's part. All right, I mean, to get the houses in there, the plane. And on side note, listen to this. The school offering the plane, you know, the private plane, 24/7 usage, whenever you want it, that's a brilliant move because it's like companies offering, you know, unlimited PTO. There's only so much that you can use, right? It's like you're not going to use a plane every day. It's probably fun for the first month. And then it's like, all right, where am I going to go? You know what I mean? So brilliant part on their end to offer that as an incentive. But let me say this. I do think that it's smart for these coaches to lock in these $100 million guaranteed contracts before the NCAA is obliterated, before conferences are obliterated, before payments and everything, you know, start to get louder, et cetera, things like that. Like, I don't blame them for saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take this money, have a great job, and let you guys play musical chairs later when things could get crazy. Smart move on their part, but who would have thought that Oklahoma and Notre Dame are being left? I mean, those are two pretty blue blood schools.
Yeah, and what Brian Kelly's there, but I guess he gets to the point where I don't think that I can win a national championship there. But however, I mean, you got to get in the Final Four, and then that thing's going to expand to what, 8, 12? You know, and so certainly at Notre Dame, he's going to be in there every year, whoever that is, if he just maintained it. So I don't know that it is when you're adding these two others, you already got what you got to deal with the West and LSU. Yeah, the last three coaches at LSU all won national champions. That should tell you something right there. But
let me say one thing real quick. With Notre Dame, in regards to it, from what I understand, is that the issue the transfer portal, because you cannot bring transfers into Notre Dame. And that is going to be probably larger than actually recruiting, which is already difficult at Notre Dame. So they might want to figure that part out. He's going to have an immensely easier time recruiting to LSU than he is at Notre Dame.
And really, and we talked about this at the top of the show, Alan, you know, much as I sports hate Notre Dame with a passion, I mean, Brian Kelly's done an unbelievable job at Notre Dame, given the, you know, academic, you know, restrictions there for the student athletes. And maybe I'm sure he feels like, you know what, I've done about all I can do. You know, he's had them highly ranked year after year, got them to the college football playoffs. You know, maybe he just feels like, you know, I've got all the juice out of this, you know, out of this that I can. It's time to move on. And, you know, what an opportunity to go to LSU and compete in the SEC.
Agreed. And I saw somebody on Twitter yesterday say, you know, I didn't know Notre Dame was a stepping stone job. He was there for 12 years.
Right.
Okay, so let's not act like, you know, he's just a one and done. He's their winningest coach of all time. Mm. He has more wins than anyone there. So I agree. Like, I think that, you know what, I didn't mind either of the moves, but I certainly kind of understood Brian Kelly. It's like exactly like you just said. He's probably looking at it saying, you know what, I might have reached the ceiling. And let's leave on a high note. You know, I'll always be remembered here, whether you like me right now or not. I'm your winningest coach of all time. So, yeah, I kind of thought it was a brilliant move by Brian Kelly, to be honest with you.
Alan Bell with us. Titans. You know, I was thinking of an analogy, like you have a new car, you know, and after a couple of years, it starts to fall apart and everything. And I think now the Titans car is like on the side of the road and somebody needs to come get them. you know, they just, you know, and tow it the rest of the way. You've heard that the bye week couldn't come in a better place. Now, the bye week needed to come 3 weeks ago, quite frankly.
And
it's sort of ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Well,
New England's got one more game than a bye week. Cleveland, too. I mean, and eventually, though.
No, Cleveland's bye week's this week.
Is it this week? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. But, well, they had still.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in Cleveland, too. But, yeah,
we're all over the map. But it just, when this 17 games, even now, look at it, 18 possibly, do they back it up and start the season on Labor Day weekend and put two bye weeks in? That makes the most sense.
Yeah, it absolutely makes the most sense. But you can't be Christmas shopping on your bye week, right? Like,
yeah.
It's got to come before this. This is craziness. But, you know, the Titans obviously have had, you know, a historic amount of players, you know, that have played on that team. And there's other teams that are dealing with a ton of injuries, too. The Baltimore Ravens have been. The San Francisco 49ers, you know, have been. And they hadn't exactly been to this level. But they've lost some stars, too. It's just tough, man. Like, the crazy thing is that I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm going to look them up. This might be the most injured NFL season I've ever seen. Like, it feels like every team is dealing with injuries except for, like, three. And it was brutal for the Titans to run into the Patriots at this time. I mean, you've got the most banged-up team in the NFL going on the road against the most healthy team in the NFL who is just on absolute fire right now. It was that was a nightmare scenario for them.
Alan Bell is our guest. Alan, yeah, man, I talked about this. We talked about this yesterday. I think for the Titans, you know, sure, you'd love that number one seed, right? Who wouldn't want a bye week and home field advantage throughout the playoffs? But for me, the way I look at it, if I'm the Titans, I'm concentrating on A, getting healthy, B, playing better, stop turning the damn ball over, and C, making sure you win your division. You know, they got a two-game lead plus the tiebreaker, so it looks good there. I'm not worried about the number one seed so much as I am worried about getting healthy and playing a little bit better football. What say you?
Yeah, 100%, man. And you said it, you know, being healthy is the number one. And the number two, just take care of business. You know, beat the teams that you're supposed to. You know, give one hell of a shot in the games that you might be an underdog in, right? I think that is certainly the most important thing. I mean, look, this is how banged up this team was. Going into that game against the Patriots, the Titans did not have a skill position player that had more than 275 yards on the season.
Wow.
That's insane. Like, it's insane of what they were going up against. And they ran the ball really well. You're right. Obviously, the turnovers, you know, were a problem. But, I mean, it was just, like, when I say that it was a nightmare scenario, which I don't have to, you know, convince anybody of it, but I'm smart enough to know it. It was the absolute worst scenario going into it. I don't ever want to say that the Titans didn't have a chance to win that game, but they pretty much didn't have a chance to win that game. There's just nothing they could do.
Alan Bell with us at Alan Bell 24/7. Sports Line is how to follow him. I always like doing this, you buy or sell. Mm-hmm. The Baltimore Ravens, I don't know what to think about.
I'm selling. I don't want anything to do with it. Their offense, man, is not. It's not that good. It's not putting up that many points. Their defense is not that great either. I'm selling.
So who win? The Bengals win that division, or the Browns?
That was my next buy or sell. Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll buy Cincinnati over all my Baltimore. Absolutely.
I want to ask you about Cleveland because there's so much going on with, you know, Baker Mayfield. It seems like every day a different player's mom or dad or wife is coming out saying something either for him, against him on social media. It feels like Kevin Stefanski's lost control. Their offense stinks. Baker's banged up. Probably shouldn't be playing. It's a mess in Cleveland right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'll say, all right, so watching the game last night with the Seahawks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks and the Browns are very similar in terms of their offensive approach. They want to run the ball, and their quarterbacks are excellent when the play action is in use. When the play action is not in use, it turns into a disaster quickly, right? Because defenses are like, okay, well, we don't have to buy the play action because you're down 10. Like, you're not faking us with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been, man, it's been just a tough season. You want to talk about a team that's dealt with injuries, Cleveland's right up there. And look, I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan in the world, but I'm also not super negative against him either. I mean, give the guy credit. Like, he's literally got a left shoulder that needs surgery right now.
Yep.
He needs two other surgeries right now. And the guy's out there playing. I'll give him credit for that. The team's been banged up. They haven't had a run game. Because Nick Chubb's in, out. Same thing with Kareem Hunt. And you're right. I don't know what is going on with dads of players on that team. But, you know, you've got Odell Beckham's dad and now
Kareem Hunt's dad, right?
Yeah, like, it almost feels like it's high school and, like, Kevin Stefanski needs to have, like, a team and family meeting and say, okay, if you have a problem, call me, but we can't be blasting the team out on Facebook, right? Like, we need to rein this thing in. It's just nuts, man. It's just been a crazy season. On paper, the Browns at healthy on paper might be the most talented team in the NFL.
Well, what do you think, and I won't hold you to this, but what do you think Baker's long-term future is in Cleveland? Is he the guy? Do the Browns think he's the guy?
Nah, probably not, to be completely honest with you, because it's so detail dependent. Like, Baker is a good quarterback when all the scenarios are lined up.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like, Ryan Tannehill, dude, you could throw this guy with one leg, you know, stuck in the sand, one arm stuck in mud, and, like, the guy's going to fight and find a way to win a game. Baker Mayfield doesn't do that, man. So it's just so hard in the NFL. And, you know, with so many quarterbacks now in college that are coming out, that it's just going to be too easy to move on from them. So, yeah, I don't think that he's a long-term answer there.
Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, the long-term in Seattle. That didn't go well during the offseason. I think they put lipstick on a pig, and now I think that's coming out on the field, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think it is, too. And, you know, I don't think that it's anything to where, like, they hate each other. It's just one of those things, like we were talking about Brian Kelly and Notre Dame. It just might have run its course. We've got one Super Bowl, probably should have had two. It's just ran its course. And, you know, the thing that I question, you know, with Seattle is what have they been doing constructing this team, specifically the offense? It's so conservative, right? And they invested completely in running backs. All the running backs are injured. Like, I just don't know where this team is. And you know what? Like, I think it's one of those to where before this thing gets way out of hand, let's just kind of blow this thing up. Russ, if you want to go somewhere else, we love you. You're going to be retired here. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not hate each other on the way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing with Pete Carroll. And it's almost near that time, which is crazy to say. But they've been winning for a long time, and it might have just ran its course.
Got to get a Giants question in before we get you out of here, AB. You know, reports are starting to come out that they're going to move on from Gettleman as GM, which, you know, it was pretty much a fait accompli, I think, at this point. Do you think John Mara, Steve Tisch would have the you-know-what to go outside the Giant family to bring somebody in? Because I think that's what they need to do. Do what you want with Daniel Jones. I personally don't think he's the guy, but if you want to give him another year, hey, why not? But I just fear that Mara's going to want to stay within the Giant family. And over the last decade, since their last Super Bowl, it's pretty obvious to you and me and everybody listening that it hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't worked. And, you know, nobody is good enough to just stay in the family and keep doing that. There's no program in the NFL, in college. Like, you have to go out and you have to go find, you know, winners. So I'm with you on that. Gettleman, yeah, it's time to go. Like, he's been talking about wanting to build the offensive line, you know, for 4 years now.
He failed miserably doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done that, right? Like, you know, it's one thing John Robinson here when people yell that he takes too many offensive linemen, but that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done any of that. So, yeah, I'm with you. And Daniel Jones, yeah, I agree. Like, I don't hate the kid. I think we feel the exact same way. Like, I'm not super negative because I can understand the lack, you know, the deficiencies that he's trying to get through,
mm-hmm.
but he's probably not the guy either. There needs to be some change, you know, in New York. But if you get the right guy, it's not that bad. Like, they can make quick, you know, they can elevate themselves very, very quickly. They just have to go find the right guy.
What'd you say, fait accompli?
Fait accompli.
For us from Kentucky, that's done deal.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. One word answer to AB, Judge back next year as head coach?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's a done deal.
That's a fait accompli.
Alan, thank you, buddy.
AB, always great to talk to you, brother.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Be well.
At Alan Bell. Alan Bell, 24/7. Follow him on Twitter. Hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line? Here's how. 615-844-5600.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit nhl.com/stadium-series-tickets.
Touchdown, Leonard Fournette.
Witness tomorrow's NFL stars this December at the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Eli back to throw, avoids pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, Armstrong in the end zone, touchdown.
Don't miss a second as two of college football's most exciting programs from the SEC and Big Ten go head-to-head on Thursday, December 30th at 2 p.m. inside Nissan Stadium. For more information on this year's game, including ticket availability, visit musiccitybowl.com to get your tickets today.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Pope, John Burton, Patton Cook. We're hanging out right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line.
And now, it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around the National Football League with our guy, Eric.
Morning, or anywhere Eric. Else he or wants, else yeah, he wants to go.
College football, whatever, NBA, whatever he's
going to do. I was actually calling to talk about the college football. I normally don't. Do that, just but what's going on? Oklahoma,
well, here's Kansas. The deal with this. Here's the deal, Eric. Well, you don't tell Eric Patton what to do. We do.
I'm glad to know that, Greg.
He doesn't listen to anybody anyway, so whatever.
Well, that's true. That's
kids
true.
These days.
But first of all, I just want to say, pleased to hear everything went well last night. Neither one of you guys threw in the gutter balls, did you?
Oh, I threw a couple. I threw my fair share. But I had a couple strikes, too, so it evens out.
I was just in the gutter myself. Yeah, I didn't bowl.
Greg was just the overseer and, you know, drink topper offer. But I actually bowled two games. Yeah, I did roll some gutters, but I had a couple strikes, picked up a couple spares.
I didn't embarrass myself.
That was the biggest thing.
Was Gruff Dog in the gutter with you?
Yeah, Gruff was my date.
No, I'm just messing with you. Okay, guys. But, you know, I'll get on to the college football thing. Yeah. First of all, you know, you hear in the rumors, of course, about Cliff Kingsbury going to Oklahoma. Whether or not he does it, I don't know. I don't know if Oklahoma can wait.
He didn't deny it.
Well, that's true. But here's the thing, guys. He's 9-2. If he winds up with the best record in the NFL, plus he's going to have a bye, and by the time the college football season is going to be over, he would pretty much, I think, have to leave probably before the season's over.
He can't do that.
Unless you can wait for him, because let's say he gets all the way to the Super Bowl. You're talking about the first week in February.
Right.
So could they wait that long with recruiting stuff going on? Because – you know, he pretty much would have to leave the team, I think. I just don't know if they could wait on him.
That would be the ultimate Bobby Petrino Richard move if he did that.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of people.
But then again, I can give you about 9 or 10 million reasons a year that he would.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's true. But there's some people don't think that he would get hired because they didn't think he was that impressive at Texas Tech. So we'll see.
Well, his stock has definitely risen with what he's done in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true. And as far as the Notre Dame job, guys, I can't blame Brian Kelly for leaving. 34 years ago, it would have been the other way around. Him probably leaving LSU to go to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But the program is not as prestigious as it once was. And I think he feels like he got a better chance to get top recruits with not having as many academic restrictions going to LSU. And plus, Nick Saban's not going to be around forever. I mean,
yes, he is.
You know,
Bill Belichick, Vince McMahon, and Nick Saban will all coach forever.
Yeah. And he's got a shot to get the recruits that can help him win the national championship. And Notre Dame, you know, I think as long as they're not in conference, this is going to be the issue. Sure, you can get on Notre Dame, and they've got that package at NBC, but that's on the home games. And I'm sure he wants to go to where you can probably have more exposure, get bigger recruits. And also the fact is, you can use this against them. Which would you rather go to? Would you rather go to a school that's in a more major conference or in weather, warmer weather like USC or Florida? Or do you want to go to the cold of Notre Dame? You know,
well, I'm not if they're paying me enough, I'll coach anywhere. Yeah,
you know, Notre Dame, and especially with the expand of the playoffs, they'll be in the playoffs every year.
Yep.
More than likely. It's just going to be interesting to see who they get, because I'm hearing the coach from Iowa State's interested. I've heard.
But Dan Campbell's name's been mentioned for every job
in the last
5 years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'd like a golden parachute out of Detroit.
Another they should consider is.
I didn't mean Dan Campbell. The one at Iowa State. I mean.
I think it's Matt Campbell.
Yeah, Matt Campbell. Yeah. Matt Campbell. Yeah.
Dan
right.
Campbell, really?
No, yeah. And he wants to get out of Ames, Iowa, too.
Yeah.
I heard somebody else throw out the coach of Northwestern, which would be interesting. One coach I definitely don't think is going to get the job, but you know this name coming up, of course, is Urban Meyer.
What about the Cincinnati coach?
Fickell?
Well, that's true, Fickell. I mean, you're right. I forgot about him. I definitely think he definitely, even though he said a few weeks ago he wasn't interested because he loves Cincinnati and his family.
Yeah, but it's Notre Dame, man. If they call, if they call, you pick up the phone.
He would definitely take it.
You take the meeting.
As far as Urban Meyer, I don't think the AD or stuff's interested in him now, and I think it's two reasons. Number one, all of the fallout after he's left both Florida and Ohio State, you'd be leery of him.
Urban Meyer's toxic, man.
No, number one's the video.
The fact, the burnout issue where he always I'm burned out.
You missed the top one, the video with the girl.
That's not going to fly in the whispers of Notre Dame.
Right. Touchdown Jesus, don't like that.
That's good talking. Y'all take care.
Be well.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Steve, Tony in Nolensville.
We'll
get to him right after
good
the
morning,
break.
Tony.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured.
see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, a sunny sky, high 52. Mainly clear tonight, low 38. Tuesday, sunny, high 62. Wednesday, sunny, high 66. Sunny Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Let's get right back to the F&M Bank phone line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great seeing y'all last night.
It's a great time.
Yeah, great seeing you,
just
man.
Just a great event.
Yeah. George did a great job. Next year, he should have it at Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, and John and Bruno can do a roller derby, a little competition. So,
you're going to get Bruno Reagan up on skates? Come on.
That would raise a lot of money.
Can you skate?
I can skate better than Bruno Reagan, I can tell you that. I can already tell you that.
It's just a couple of bands out there back in the day. But your dad had to bring the one size of pair of 20s we have in the company for Purdue, so I don't even know if those fit them.
And then you had to cut the toes out, right?
He did. That's got to be hard, living this world that tall. And I mean, everything's made for chubby average height guys like me. So it's awesome to be tall, but that's got to be somewhat of a curse sometimes to go through life.
Especially as you get older, I'm sure it's tougher on your ligaments and joints and all that, you know. And he's been running up and down the court all those years. I'm sure he's got like a lot of athletic arthritis and stuff like that.
And he's got that beacon light on his head for low flying planes, so that's got to get
He's taking good care of himself. He told me he's working for the Bulls now and still doing college.
Yeah.
Basketball stuff, so it's cool he stayed around. And Coach Stallings gave us some insight. I don't know if they reported his son got traded to the Marlins yesterday.
So. I didn't see that. Of course, he was
Robbie Ray signed with, by the way?
Gold. He won the first off with Jacob Stallings won the Gold Glove. Mm-hmm. You know, and
yeah.
So he gets out. That's the Marlins. Every once in a while, are pretty good.
Who did Robbie Ray sign with? The Rangers, I think.
Oh, did he really? The Rangers spending some money?
I mean, that's very rare that a Cy Young Award winner is not back with the
I saw where Baez signed with the Tigers. So, of course, you know, he opened his
Scherzer,
mouth.
Scherzer to the Mets.
Robbie Ray to the Mariners.
Mariners, okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, Stalling said they thought he's going to New York to your Yankees, but I guess whatever fell apart, the Marlins made him a better deal.
The Yankees have been quiet. Looks like the CBA expires today, right? Or tonight, midnight, and then there's going to be a lockout?
Yeah, I mean, what are they locking them out from? I mean, that's just a formality. Now, if they roll into February.
I was going to say, the good news is there's still plenty of time to work out a deal. So.
Yeah,
Robbie Ray got 5 years, $115 million. So
I can live
bad.
Off that.
Yep, not bad.
That'll buy him something in Brentwood, maybe half an acre or something. So, yeah, Frank Core is all, he's hilarious. So y'all should have him on. I know George has him on a lot.
No, George won't let
he's
us.
He's a good guy.
George won't let us have Frank Core on.
Hate to do this, but I'm going to have to embargo that.
One last add.
All right.
There may or may not have been the person that threw the tennis ball there last night.
I know, so. I know, he was. No, I know, you know, I know. As a matter of fact, I was at the game when it happened, and I knew the next day who did it. One of these days, that's going to have to come. Somebody's going to have to write a book about that. You know what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. The and it hit the late Dwayne Tsensis of all people.
Did
the tennis.
He pass away? I didn't.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Yeah.
A number of years ago, he passed away.
Right.
That's sad. Yeah, that was weird. I mean, Schmitty had a good point. It probably should have just been a warning, but Vanderbilt didn't have anything to do with it.
You know who the referee was?
Yeah. Who?
John Clockerty. Remember him?
Oh, geez. Yeah.
He refereed 9 games a week. It's amazing.
What did that cost Vanderbilt, the SEC title that year?
I think the SEC championship, yeah. The regular season, yeah.
Yeah. Well, great job, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Hey, thank you, Steve, buddy. Great job by everybody last night. In the Strike and Spare, people just knocked it out of the park. The food was great. Everything was good, and it was just a fun time had by all last night. It was old home week. Tony, hold on and do this, though. Coming up after the break, we've lined up George to come on to talk about the event. So sometime after George, please call back, or we'll call you. We'll just come out your house and get you. All right? I know where Nolensville is.
Jim Ryan. President Biden says he thinks his administration can deal with the new Omicron coronavirus variant as long as more Americans are vaccinated.
The Biden administration is asking Americans for patience as scientists go over data to determine the transmissibility and severity of the new Omicron COVID-19 variant. The president on Monday says the variant is a cause for concern, not panic.
We're going to fight this with science and speed. We're not going to fight it with chaos and confusion.
President Biden said his strategy for fighting COVID this winter will focus on vaccines and boosters. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Face coverings are again required inside shops and on public transportation in the UK. All travelers heading into Britain must also isolate until they get a negative COVID test result. NASA has called off a spacewalk because of space junk. 2 U.S. astronauts were scheduled to replace an antenna outside the International Space Station, but there are worries about nearby debris. This is ABC News.
Hundreds of thousands of people have said goodbye to their overpriced Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile plans and switched to Pure Talk. It's Jill Schlesinger. Did you know Pure Talk gives you the same great coverage on the same great 5G network as one of the big guys for about half the cost? The average family is saving over $800 a year. You can keep your number and keep your phone or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. Or if you want unlimited data, you can still save a fortune. With U.S.-based customer service, Pure Talk treats their customers right. Plus, they have a 30-day risk-free guarantee, so you literally have nothing to lose. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill50 to save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Jill50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Smashville is waiting for you. Join us to be a part of the action. Head to Bridgestone Arena December 2nd and 4th to watch your Nashville Predators take on fierce opponents, the Boston Bruins and the Montreal Canadiens. Single game tickets are available now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. There's nothing better than hockey at home in Smashville. Don't wait. Secure your tickets today. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Grab your gold and get to Smashville. Let's go, Preds!
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Drake Hills. Thank you very much. The beat writer for the Tennessee and for Nashville SC. We will put a bow on the Nashville SC season and abruptly, quite frankly, Sunday night with a loss up in Philly. Last night at Hermitage Strike and Spare, the inaugural George Plaster Celebrity Bowling Event, wonderful charities. The Strike and Spare folks for the Schmitto family did an amazing job. It was like old home week for me, seeing so many of my friends that I've worked with and dealt with over the years. And George, good morning and congratulations, man. You knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, great event, George.
Guys, first of all, thank you for the support you all have given me on this. Greg, it was kind of a reunion for me on a bunch of fronts. A bunch of my BGA classmates, the first Vanderbilt basketball team that I ever broadcast back in the early 80s. There were three of those guys there. It was an absolute blast, and I am on cloud nine because on the fun meter, it was way up there.
Well, I had a blast, and like you said, seeing so many people I hadn't seen in a while. Neil O'Donnell, who used to do our Sunday night shows during football season. Of course, Derek Mason. I mean, you know, we were listing off all the celebrities and stars that were in the house last night. And you kind of mentioned it had to make you feel good to see everybody turn out for such a great cause and support not only you, but, you know, the charities that were supported last night.
John, the celebs were incredible. I had maybe two turndowns, and one of them, for instance, R.A. Dickey, was because he couldn't be in town, but he said, what can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just be a part of it next year. I mean, virtually I got 98% of the celebs that I asked to participate were there. And, you know, I have been really blessed in that respect beyond, you know, my wildest dreams.
And it ran the gamut from Adam Duvall and Will Perdue. And I mean, we can go on and on and on. Just it was, again, and mentioned the charities, and we know the charities, but why you chose those?
Yeah.
You know, Greg, I had a buddy of mine that when I first started hatching this in my mind, he said, look, the reason you've been able to make this stuff work in the past is because you've had a passion for what you've sold. Charles Davis Foundation, basically, in the old days. And he said, you know, don't go with something national. Go with something local that you really feel good about. And so I started thinking about it. Last Minute Toy Store came up 10 seconds after my buddy said this because I've worked through Rick Region. I had been a volunteer for Last Minute Toy Store for a series of years. And then I got to thinking about the Martha O'Brien Center because I played Santa Claus one year there. I know that's a visual nobody really wants, but and I certainly wasn't as good at Santa as you were.
But we're not going there. Just stay on point.
Stay on track. So the Last Minute Toy Store was a really emotional deal for me the year I was Santa because, you know, you get to see up close, you know, what those kids don't have.
Hey, George, let's do this. We've got a bad connection. We're going to hang up and call you right back because this is too important. Okay? All right. That means yes.
Yeah. I don't think he has a choice at this point. But just a great event last night. George, to me, symbolizes what Nashville is all about.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about, you know, skin color or political affiliation or anything like that. It's just people helping people. That's why I love living here, and that's why I love the people of this city that I've called home for almost a decade, for people like George Plaster, who just, you know, give of themselves to help others. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he just won't be able to connect with him at all, probably. So anyway,
I'm putting him over big time.
I know. No, it was we're talking with the charities, and it was just too important. And that's I just wanted to reconnect with George because obviously,
absolutely,
there were gremlins on the line there. Hey, George. Hey, you know, it was too important what you were talking about with the charities, and the connection was bad. So here we go again.
Yeah, Pokey, can you hear me?
No, we're good.
Now?
Oh, it's much better. Much better. Yes.
You sound great.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. You know, I just wanted something that where we might make a difference, and I wanted it to be local. Initially, I'll be honest, Greg, I thought about doing something that would honor my dad, who in the last year of his life had Alzheimer's, and in the end, I just decided that I wanted it to be local, and something is going to happen.
Sorry about that, Plaz.
We're going to have to get Plaz off that flip phone.
He probably has one
what
of those.
What is going on?
He has probably one of those phones from the early 80s, that big gray thing with the big antenna.
Actually,
where you break your finger dialing it, boop, boop.
It looks like a big shoe. But what it is, if you call him and you get his voicemail, he actually admits that he's got an iPhone now. It's been a technical breakthrough. Is he still there or what the heck? I mean, because it just don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, okay, there you are
all
again.
Right.
Keep talking. We'll work through it.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in my kitchen. I'm thrilled about what happened last night. I think on the fun meter, it was off the charts. The amount of trash talk that went on. Was hilarious. You know, I was right in the middle of you talk about a triangle of Kevin Stallings, me, and Jeff Francoeur, and they've gotten to be friends for me. And if you could have heard some of the just garbage I had to listen to, my God.
Also, with Larry Schmitto and Steve and Mike and Ron, and then Philip Cox, who is basically their director of operations, they knocked it out of the park, too. The food was great.
Yep,
everything was set up perfectly.
I don't think it could have gone any better. I know you talked about a lot of different tweaks, little lessons for next year, but, man, I thought it was as flawless as could be from my standpoint. These things, I know, are always nerve-wracking. You're like Smokey the Bear running around putting out fires left and right. But for that many people to be there and for it to go off the way it did, I thought it was outstanding.
John, thank you. And Greg, you're absolutely right. The Schmitto family, the Hermitage Strike and Spare folks, Philip Cox, Mark Hubbock, man, we put a lot of different stuff out there. We had a Facebook Live show going from the event, and they didn't bat an eye to anything I asked for. And, you know, Larry went so far as to get a size 20 pair of shoes for Will Perdue, which was hilarious. It just was, I mean, whatever I envisioned this being, it went way past.
And we get to meet a lot of people that, like Tony in Nolensville, is on hold right now. We're going to get to him in just a few moments. Dr. Detroit.
Dr. D.
A lot of people that, you know, are friends of the station, you know, just by that's how we go about our business.
You put a face to the voice now, which is really cool because, you know, Plaz, doing this as long as you have, it's about making that connection with the audience, right?
Sure it is.
Some of my best friends I've met because I've been on the air here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they were, Tony was one of the first. I actually talked to Tony about 2 weeks after I hatched this whole idea and said to him, I said, I need your help. You know, help get me a foursome. And he was so gracious about it. And I know he had a big time. We ended up taking a picture that he ought to burn. But it was just, it was awesome.
Well, I noticed you stuck him in the far right lane because you could hear him from the far left lane.
He's a happy dude.
Well, yeah, I'll say this. He's no shrinking violet.
No, he's not. He's not exactly shy.
Well, George, we just want to have you on. Congratulations again. The inaugural now. Next year is the second annual.
Yeah.
This was the inaugural. Yes.
Hoagie, I've already made the decision that we're going to do this again, and we're going to learn from a few little glitches as far as registration and all that. People were really patient with us last night. They can look at me and know I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Do we have winners? So, were there winners? The Sandra Wiley, her team won, didn't she, at the first round, I would imagine, because she's the general manager out of Tustin.
Well, she could have took on every other team by herself. Yeah. I mean, she's in the Hall of Fame, for goodness sakes.
We had a guy in the second, the 8-10 slot, miss a perfect game on the final roll.
Wow.
Wow.
I think he ended up with, I don't know, like a 298 or something. You could add up both of my games. I had a 167.
Wow, 167.
Yeah, and then Frank Kor started a lot of trash talk, and I fell off like
he got in your head. He got in your head.
He got in my head, and that pisses me off. I had like 110 on the second one, and he and Kevin. And Kevin, right as I get in the back swing of a bull, he said something smart aleck, and it was hilarious. Hmm.
Well, and we were talking earlier what his son Jacob, which was got traded to the Marlins too, gold, and after winning the Gold Glove for the Pirates.
Then they also get the AL Cy Young Award winner in Robbie Ray. So the Mariners trying to make a move.
Yeah, Jacob was going to be a part of it, and with this lockout coming, he has been a player rep for the Pirates. And I guess they've been called into, you know, DEFCON 5 or whatever. This is not going to be a good look for baseball. Baseball doesn't need this.
Yeah.
And I wish somehow they'd pull a rabbit out of the hat. But, yeah, I'll leave you with this one. So Adam Duvall texted me last week wanting all the info. And I texted him back, and I said, I think this is the first time I've ever texted a world champion. And, oh, by the way, it feels damn good.
Well, I even had a conversation about him hitting all those dang home runs against my Brewers. So I said enough with that as well. But
did he apologize?
No, hell no, he didn't apologize.
Good.
Well, congratulations, George. Really,
yeah, Blaz, you know, great event. Yep. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. And anytime you need me for something like that, let me know.
And by the way, do you notice who my date was last night?
Whom?
The Gruff Dog.
Oh God.
Yeah, I picked him up at his house and took him home.
You know, I knew he didn't pay, but he's in radio. I mean, you know, it was great to see Greg. Man, he and I go back 30 years together, and Gruff Dog is a one of a kind. As I've always told Gruff Dog, he has the ability to look busy while doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
That's the key to life right there, bro.
Bingo.
Congratulations, George.
Thanks, George.
Guys, thank you all.
All right. And we'll hear more about it this afternoon. Oh, by the way, went up to I hadn't seen Watson in years, and he hadn't seen me since I grew this beard to hide my double chin. And for a minute, he didn't recognize me. He go, I'm on the radio with you every Thursday, okay? You know. See you, George.
Thanks, George.
All right.
See you, Greg.
All right. See you. 615-844-5600. We talked about him. We saw him last night. You got to meet him. I've met Tony before over the years. Tony, good morning.
Bowler. Tony.
What's up, man?
Good morning, guys. I tell you what. It's George and y'all talking about, I had as much fun last night. And, yes, I was loud.
You were having a blast last night, my man. It was fun to see.
My old legs are gone. I was having to walk up to roll the ball, but I didn't care. I was having as much fun as I've played in a lot of golf scrambles, charity, and been in other charity events. Guys, But that last night was about as much fun and seeing you guys and having some fun. And, Pogi, I was fortunate in the second game. I was, our pros or celebrities was in air.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. The yeah.
But I had more fun with that guy sitting right beside you as I did with anybody.
We had a good time last night, man. That was fun.
God had a good time. We really did. But you know what? Everybody, including y'all, promoting George's event and everything. Y'all doing a great job from WNSR. I mean, it was just a fun event. I think everybody already is looking forward to it for next year. And I'll save a little bit more to George on that on his show this afternoon. But guys, I tell you what, it was to see a lot of the faces and a lot of the people that we've all been connected with, me cheering for over the years. It was fun to be a part of that and see people be people. Not just, you know, the celebrity, but just John, like you and Bogey, you too. Just, you see everybody on the, as being a person, as opposed to, you know, the status. And again, I got to talk to Dr. Detroit.
Oh, so did I. Got my picture made with him.
He's great. And
he's something.
He's a nut. He's a nut.
But I do want to ask y'all one sports question here.
Yeah.
Guys, with all these coaches jumping ship, and a lot of them are jumping ship, do y'all, is it me or is it more just jumping ship earlier now than it has been before in the past? Of course, some are being fired, but and let me ask you this question. One question, I get off here. No, you're coming up on the break. Why is it you think Florida saw something in Billy Napier? I think he's a great coach.
Recruiting.
But LSU didn't see it in him.
It's hard to hire within the state if you're LSU to go to a Louisiana and take their coach. That's a tough sell to the fan base.
Yeah.
You know, but Billy Napier's name's been mentioned. You look at his pedigree. I mean, he's worked at Power Fives, but he's a recruiting, and that's, if you're going to compete with Kirby Smart, you got to get out. And that Dan Mullen didn't. And, you know, when he was asked a couple weeks ago, I'll talk about recruiting when recruiting season gets here. Huh? Recruiting season is when you wake up until you go to bed.
It's 12 months a year, man.
I mean, you know, it's
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And Greg, you just hit it right there on it. I mean, that's the truth. But I had talked previously on George's show 5 or 6 weeks ago. I could see it coming, guys, when they started just losing leads. And you could see, y'all been around sports. Y'all know as well as anybody. You can see when a team starts, I hate using the phrase quitting on the team or quitting on the coach.
Towards the end of the year, those players quit on Mullen.
Yeah, well,
and
you're firing coaches in season to take pressure off you. But, you know, it's not earlier. You got to remember the regular season is over. And so this is about when it happens, you know, into December now with the early signing period. If you're going to hire a coach, you need to get them in place in early December.
Yep.
That's true. And the last thing, I'm out of here. Kudos to the Smittos and the whole people, everybody behind the scenes that put that on last night. It was just a fantastic event, and I'm so glad to see you guys. And, John, we had a good time together, buddy.
We did, my man. Great seeing you.
Just let everybody know, I did not eat any chicken wings last night. I just let you know, I did not eat a wing.
I had a couple.
I didn't eat a single wing. Maybe a couple dozen, but not a single wing.
I had a couple tenders and a couple wings.
I'm sorry I didn't get to see Pat. Patton was.
Oh, he's being lazy. He's big time.
I told you. Did I not tell you that Tony in Nolensville asked where you were, Patton?
I hate it. I wasn't there. I hate it.
We're rubbing it in.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
Be well.
Let's go to the break. Basketball fans celebrate the NBA's 75th anniversary season on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free. If you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back. You know, you've been talking about the perfect time to give it a shot. Well, right now it is. And, of course, FanDuel, that sportsbook app, easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours, not 24 hours, 2 hours. They also accept Venmo these days, odd boost and specials every day. Some big super boosts are available. And also the live betting, easy to place your bet if you see a trend during a game or whatever. The parlays, a lot of ways to win. And if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook app, you know, how about helping up hook new customers up with $50 in your pocket when you refer a friend? Your friend gets $50, you get $50. Just invite them using your exclusive referral link, which can be easily found when you tap the refer icon on your app. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. And make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code GREGP.
That's promo code GREGP.
Now, you have to be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. Expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Hey, coming up after the break, the Tennessean beat writer for Nashville SC, Drake Hills.
Cancer is a whirlwind. Doctors, waiting rooms, tests, and results. Sometimes it can be hard to find the time to breathe. Thankfully, finding the right cancer treatment doesn't have to be so hard. Trialgectory, recognized by Time magazine as one of the 100 best inventions of 2020, uses a 5-minute questionnaire to help you or a loved one find all their cancer treatment options. And the best part? It's completely free. No surprise costs, no insurance, no credit cards. Just 5 minutes and you'll receive a matched list of personalized treatment options. Trialgectory has helped over 50,000 patients find cancer treatment options. Let us help you or someone you love do the same. To receive your list of treatment options at no cost, please visit www.tjhealth.us. That's www.tjhealth.us. TJHealth.us.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 62. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, low 40. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 66. Thursday and Friday, sunny, high each day 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton, show presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Coldall, coldest team in town. Patton Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. And we're joined now by Drake Hills. You can follow him on Twitter at Live Life Drake. He's the Nashville SC beat writer for the Tennessean. Good morning, Drake. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning to you guys. How's everything going over there?
Drake, doing well.
Great to have you back on. It's funny because I said to Greg yesterday, I said, should we have Drizzy on this week to wrap up Nashville SC? He's like, Drizzy? I said, yeah, Drake Hills. He's like, oh, okay. And then he texted me later when he booked you. He said Drizzy will join us at 10:25. So how you doing, man? How's your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting because I think that name's kind of stuck over the years. But things have been going well, man. It's obviously Thanksgiving was quite interesting, waiting for Nashville to play that conference semifinal in MLS Cup playoffs. It was a thriller. All right. I mean, that up in Philadelphia Sunday night was pretty cold out there. I was there for that game.
Okay.
And to see Nashville fall and four misses in penalty kicks, it was tough for Nashville to go out that way. But I was actually just talking to a colleague of mine yesterday and just thinking, you know, look back to 2020 when Nashville lost to Columbus Crew in this very same stage, the conference semifinal. On the eastern side of the bracket, Columbus Crew went on to win MLS Cup.
Right.
And when I look at the remaining teams, obviously the New England Revolution have yet to play. They'll play tonight at home at Gillette Stadium up there in Foxborough against the New York City FC. But New England hasn't played in 3 weeks, so I'm not quite sure what we'll see from them. And if they lose and New York advance to play against Philly, when I take a look at New York, Philadelphia, the Portland Timbers, as well as Real Salt Lake, I think Philadelphia is the best team left, and therefore gives them the best opportunity on paper, at least, to go on and win MLS Cup. And so essentially what I'm getting at here is Nashville FC could potentially, in its first 2 years in Major League Soccer, lose to the eventual champion of their respective two seasons. And it's a hard... You know, it's not the best compliment, right? But it is a sort of sense of respect when you take a look at how good this team has gotten so quickly. And if it wasn't for the two best teams or the eventual and potential two MLS Cup champions, Nashville FC would be going even further into the playoffs.
Drake, how does that happen? You alluded to it. Four missed penalty kicks. My gosh. That never happened. Was it like the third time ever in MLS history?
Well, and two, not even close.
Yeah, I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, I think there's a concoction of Andre Blake, the Jamaican international, playing for the Philadelphia Union, making really two great saves. The first two, Hany Mukhtar and Anibal Godoy, both for Nashville FC. Hany Mukhtar chooses to go left. Andre Blake catches that one. Godoy chooses to go right. Andre Blake punches that one out, and then obviously Alex Muyl and Walker Zimmerman skyrocket the balls over the bar. But it's a very weird concoction of Andre Blake making two really good saves, and then just the fact that it looked like maybe Alex Muyl probably tried to change last second where he chose to go with his shot. And then just with the fact that, you know, Walker said it after the game, he just shanked it, that he wanted to go high, but he just shanked the ball. And so it's a poor way to go out and a tough pill to swallow for sure.
Drake Hill's with us, Live Life Drake. Hany Mukhtar, can this team hold on to him? Because his star is rising quickly.
I said this yesterday, Drake. I'll start a GoFundMe. I'll pass the hat around. We got to keep this guy in Nashville. You can't let that guy walk out the door, right?
Well, it's going to be tough, right? If you got a guy who came here, obviously, as your highest paid player, what they call the designated player, you have three on your roster, but, I mean, Hany Mukhtar certainly is the first DP of the three slots, and he's performed to that level and then some, right? Having the crazy amount of goals he's had this year, when you take a look at the fastest hat trick scored in MLS history from the first whistle. And then, of course, the interval in which he scored was the second fastest. And so, I mean, you talk about scoring a hat trick in the first 16 minutes of a game. talk about really setting the tone there. So it's just tough to see. The guy's 26 years old. He's from Germany. He came out of Hertha Berlin, which is a pretty prestigious club in Germany. He came from their academy. He played there for a couple of years as well. So you got to think with his caliber that he'll want to move on eventually, whether that be sometime in the middle of next season, let's say in the summer, or maybe after the 2022 season. But
listen, he scored 19 goals in 2021 and added 12 assists. That's just, you know, that's really strong of a resume for this year. And I think if he does something similar in 2022, I think there will be a few amount of clubs that will want to pay Nashville SC for his services.
Yeah, but he still wasn't good enough to make the All-Star game. I mean,
I just don't understand that. I mean,
that was a big snub.
Yeah,
that was a big snub.
Well, how does the MVP voting go? Is it done? Is it closed at the regular season? Does it continue into the postseason? How is it done in MLS?
So in MLS, it closes after the first week of November.
It's been
closed for quite a while, and it's divvied up to thirds. So you have the coaches vote, then you have the respective players vote, then you have the media vote. And so I personally thought that, not just because of his Hany Mukhtar's goals, specifically the fact that he only scored one from a penalty kick. The rest were scored in the open run of play just naturally. So he had 16 goals in the regular season alone, those 12 assists. And you mentioned the All-Star snub. His hat trick against Chicago Fire, the one that I mentioned earlier, that was before the All-Star break. And so he had a lot of those highlight reel moments going into, you know, just before the All-Star break. He helped Nashville, he got him away from a loss, mm-hmm. at Orlando on Halloween, where, you know, Orlando was up early, and Hany ended up scoring the goal that gave him the point on the road to keep them in the hunt for the number two or the number three seed in the playoffs. So the goals he scored has also been clutch. They've gotten Nashville out of tough situations. And so, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow as well, just giving his resume and the quality and the value that comes with the goals that Hany has scored this season.
Drake Hills is our guest. Follow him on Instagram at Drake Hills Soccer. He's a great follow on the gram, covers Nashville SC for the Tennessee. And Drake, what about, obviously the future for this club looks bright. New stadium next year. They got some really good players, good front office, good coach, and Gary Smith. What about, conference? I spoke to Greg Garber over the summer, and he said that, you know, according to him, they were undecided as to whether or not Nashville SC will stay in the Eastern Conference, but it looks like they're going to go to the Western Conference, right? And I don't know, man. I just think they're tailor-made. They got natural rivalries with Atlanta, some of these other clubs. I'd love to see
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I'd love to see them, Columbus. I'd love to see them stay in the Eastern Conference, but I guess that's not going to be the case, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So Nashville SC will be going to the Western Conference in 2022. However, it's still unclear if they will remain in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Obviously, St. Louis City SC will be coming into MLS, not next season, but in 2023. They will likely be a Western Conference team. And so when you put St. Louis in the West, it would be only right to have Nashville go back to the East. Now, the only reason why Nashville is not staying in the East is because Charlotte is coming into the fold next season.
Mm-hmm.
So Nashville will have to go to Seattle on February 27th Yeesh. Of 2022 for the first game of the season. Wow. Then they will go to Minnesota on March the 5th, which will be the first two games.
Please tell me that's an indoor stadium.
Oh, that is not an indoor
stadium. Oh, gosh. March in Minnesota. Oh, man.
Yep. And Allianz Stadium mm-hmm. is actually a pretty good stadium. It's recent. It's only about a few years old. And, you know, I think that will be interesting to see how much snow or how cold it will be at kickoff. They're scheduled to have a 5 o'clock Eastern kickoff. So the sun will be down. That's for sure. And I'm actually quite curious how many undershirts, how many gloves, how many parka jackets, and how many inches of snow will be on the ground.
They're used to it up there. I mean, come on, it's
up there. Right.
hey Drake, I've known a lot of coaches over the years that take jobs that have said, "Don't win too many too soon," meaning are we in the position of getting spoiled with the success this team has had so quickly, and how hard it might be to sustain it, even with the commitment from John Ingram all the way down, the new stadium, the support, everything that seems to be in place for sustaining the success? But it seemed like a lot for a first 2 years.
Well, let me just preface this by saying Mike Jacobs, the general manager for Nashville FC, you know, told me in a recent conversation, look, we understand how hard it is to make it to the playoffs. And maybe given the fact that we built this team, speaking from Mike's point of view, we built this team not with stars, but with MLS veterans, and we've spent in the middle of the pack in terms of player salaries, and we've made it as the number three seed in the Eastern Conference in 2021. Maybe we're not supposed to.
Should have been the number two seed, right?
Yeah, and in any other league that used goal differential instead of total wins as the lead tiebreaker, Nashville FC would have been the number two seed, and on Sunday they would have played at Nissan Stadium. And so there is an acceptance of from Mike Jacobs and Nashville FC saying maybe we're not supposed to be this good, and maybe we're not supposed to be this successful in the first 2 years. But guess what? We knew we were going to be this successful. And so I just wanted to start with that. But really what I want to say is, and this is coming from me, mm-hmm. that I think you need to be this good this early. When you start talking about recruiting Middle Tennessee and the state, really, as trying to get more fans to come and watch out for this new soccer team that's coming into town, this new Major League Soccer team, you're building a new stadium, which is going to be debuted on May 1st next year. You want the buzz, you want the interest, you want the curiosity, and the best way to get that is to win. And unlike last year, Nashville City scored some goals this year. As we mentioned, Hani Mukhtar, he's done his thing. You have a couple of other players like CJ Sapong and Randall Liao, guys of that caliber have done their thing as well. And not to mention Walker Zimmerman and some others, but you have enough pieces to attract your brand to the masses, to the sports fans of this city and of this region. And so I think you need to be good in order to reel everyone in. Now, don't get comfortable, because just making the playoffs every year is not going to be the norm. But at least for now, I think it's necessary to bring everyone in, as the slogan goes, into Nashville FC Stadium at the fairgrounds next year.
You know, I, as a layman, I look at the standings, okay? The number three seed in the East, okay? The 18 draws, okay? We know the record setter there. However, of all the teams from the East in the playoffs, the fewest outright wins at 12. Did that show up Sunday, and is that a formula that will continue?
Well, certainly if you ask Coach Gary Smith, he'll say he hopes not. And I don't think that what the regular season form had to do much with what was going on against Philadelphia over the weekend. Listen, Philadelphia is one of the best teams in MLS. Philadelphia Union is also one of the most toughest teams to beat. The way they line up, then this arrow-type formation – they clog the midfield. They press you. They have very tall defenders, very tall center backs. As we mentioned, Andre Blake, one of the best, if not the best, goalkeeper in MLS. You have Jim Curtin, who has not only developed talent, young talent, but he's also never really put his team in a position to lose games. He doesn't allow them to be exposed on the field. And Subaru Park up there in Chester, Pennsylvania, is a very tough place to play. And so I think it was more about the isolated matchup and the fact that, Nashville FC was playing away from home, and, quite honestly, they had a few chances and they weren't able to capitalize on them. But, I think the regular season is more about, let's take what they did in 2021 and ask questions about 2022. And I will say, which is what Gary Smith said at the end of the regular season, the focus for 2022 will be about taking those 3, 4, maybe 5 draws out of the 18 and turn those into wins.
Yeah,
that is what will turn Nashville SC from a decent team, a pretty good team, into a really good team. And you won't be thinking about, oh, let's just try to get a top 4 spot. No, we're going to be one of the best teams in the conference. But I think it'll be much tougher in the Western Conference. It's a different style of soccer. It's more technical. It's more skillful, more flamboyant. Eastern Conference is a little more smash mouth, a little more rough, a little more aggressive. And so there'll be a little bit of an adjustment period in that as well.
Drake, I want to say something. I'm trying to learn. You have helped me so immensely. I read. I follow the vernacular. When I read something that I don't know what it means, I look it up. That's Google's a wonderful thing. So thank you, Drake. You're really what this city needs.
Yep.
As for, because you can speak to the experienced, you know, fan, but also to the people like me who are trying to learn
and want to learn.
You know, so you hit both marks, Drake.
That's why I say he's a rising star in the Nashville sports media scene. And love what you do. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on, and hopefully we'll continue into next year.
All right. Thank you, Drake.
All right, Drake.
Yeah, and I mean that. Yeah. You know me. I don't throw crap out like that.
No.
Nope. You know, just for you know,
seriously, he's a great follow on both Twitter and Instagram, at Live Life Drake on Twitter, at Drake Hill Soccer on Instagram.
Yeah, and then Sunday, I had a Sunday afternoon game. I got home, watched it, mm-hmm. watched every bit of it, mm-hmm. and was into it. And when those last two – those penalty kicks is like, you know, and you know, obviously people much more invested, like Patton. It just almost felt like somebody reached inside your shirt and pulled your heart out, didn't it? You know, because that's what playoff hockey or playoff soccer, playoff football, playoff anything, the suddenness of a loss in the postseason.
Sure.
It all comes to an end. All right, and only one team wins, right?
Usually.
Yeah.
That's the case.
They don't share those. All right, let's take a break. Call us if you like.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soul-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Sol-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to solt.com/radio to get started.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Boy, do you guys know how to treat a lady. I'm an entertainer. I came out of the womb with a rim shot and a pratfall. And I'm not going to change. That's who I am. Wow. To me, it could have been a piece of poo-poo. It was paying my bills, baby.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Are you going to the hockey tonight or not?
I'm debating. I should go, shouldn't I?
Well, yeah. What else are you doing? You're off today? Downtown? You're going to be downtown anyway.
More than likely.
You know? You're already there.
There's a possibility that that could happen. Yeah, I'm debating whether or not I should try and get Duckett's
to
go.
You know,
I actually met one of the salespeople from the Preds, and so he said he's got a couple. So I might go.
Oh, listen, you don't need to put that on the radio.
I know.
You ever heard of payola, John?
I have actually.
Yeah, it's not. This is not it. All right, so this could be. But now go. You ought to go. Who do they play tonight?
They've got Columbus tonight.
Ah, the Blue Jackets.
That's right.
The only visit all season long. I used to always like to watch it. Where's Seth Jones? Where's he now? The Blackhawks.
He's not with Columbus anymore.
Yeah, he's with the Blackhawks now.
Yeah,
but
good player, man. He's turned into a quality NHL defenseman. You know.
You said you're going to the soccer game.
I'm out of it.
Okay.
I need a nap.
Got too crazy bowling last night.
Got crazy with the bowling last night.
Yeah, they got Columbus tonight. Hard to believe this is tomorrow's December 1st.
I know, man.
And it's going to be 70 degrees Thursday. and maybe even tomorrow as well. So this week they got the Bruins Thursday night, but you work.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night they got the Canadiens.
Well, also Thursday night. You know what else is Thursday night? NASCAR year-end awards.
Oh, yeah.
They're here in town.
With all of the, of course, the big announcement yesterday that came out Speedway Motorsports, which owns Bristol, and the city, another step closer to having a race at the fairgrounds. And then with what's going on out there in that whole campus, how cool would it be to have a brand-new 35,000-seat, you know, racetrack, and it's just not for one race. That's the Saturday night racing. That's the weekly racing.
Sure.
That's the
truck series on Friday.
Well, it's
and the
backbone of racing, really. It's local tracks.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the way the late models and all the way up through, and the people have come through there, it's really, truly one of the top short tracks in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is people not only here in Nashville want it, people want to come to Nashville and make a weekend out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. Well, that's why NASCAR has its annual event, you know, this week, right? When are the burnouts on Broadway?
They are, I believe, Wednesday night.
The top 16 drivers in the points from last year, all of them will be doing burnouts on Broadway.
Yeah.
Now, that's just weird. I mean, think of that. Not weird in a weird, but just something that, you know, 10 years ago, we're going to have, you know, the NASCARs doing burnouts on Broadway. Yeah, there's been a lot of burnouts on Broadway, but not necessarily by.
You're not wrong.
No.
That's not a wrong statement.
You know, but then again, people say it's, you know, Neil Young said it's better to burn out than to fade away.
I thought Def Leppard said that.
No, it was Neil Young writing about Johnny Rotten.
Okay.
I think Def Leppard stole that.
Well, they didn't steal it.
They did.
I'm sure they asked permission.
No, Neil Young said no.
you know that to be a fact?
And it fell on deaf ears.
Oh!
Break time.
Yeah, please, let's go to break.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive national sports radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 62. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, low 40. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 66. Thursday and Friday, sunny, high each day 70. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on national sports radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 after 8. Adios, Kazoos. Vanderbilt women basketball tonight. The Commodores will be hosting Chattanooga. Charlie Maddox with a call, 6:50, 7 o'clock the tip-off tonight. Vanderbilt men blew up Mississippi Valley State last night, 75-36. They go to SMU on Saturday. Vanderbilt's open on the men's side, 5-1. Pretty favorable non-conference schedule, to be quite frankly.
Sure.
With it. And maybe they need that to get some.
Well, they got
wins.
So many new players, yeah, man. Yes. What, they got like 9 new players on the team? Yep. So, you know, Stack has to work out his rotations and all that kind of stuff. So, this is a good time of year to do it.
Yeah, UT men have Presbyterian, not the Methodist, not the Baptist, but Presbyterian, 6 o'clock on the SEC Network. You know who's to be the baseball coach at Presbyterian? I've asked you this before. Huh? Tim Corbin.
I knew that.
I know that you know that. That's why I asked you. Grizzlies and the Raptors also play tonight as well. So,
yeah, and Patton's Cavaliers got a big win last night. They're playing pretty well. They're hanging around 500, right? Right, P.
Local legend Darius Garland having just a fantastic season since Colin Sexton has come down. Jared Allen has really kind of exposed his game up, 28 points and 15 rebounds yesterday. He's just a new guy in a nice win against Luka Doncic.
You know, we have some Vrabel sound. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah.
we just got, you know, rolling along, of course.
I mean, we got plenty of time. It's the bye week.
There's some good. There was one, a really, someone asked about the rash of injuries and then the questioning of the training staff, you know, and Vrabel went very, you know, that's the kind of question sometimes he would just blow off and, whatever. But he went very in depth with that. So, yeah, we'll get to those some of those tomorrow. We got Brad Powers tomorrow. And hopefully, Rick Stockstill, it depends. He's spending this entire week on the road recruiting. Mm-hmm. And we'll try to gonna fit him in at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, depending on his recruiting schedule. Of course, the Blue Raiders is going to the Bahamas Bowl to play Toledo on December 17th.
Yeah, saw the AD, Chris Massaro, last night at the bowling event. He was very happy. I congratulated him on the bowl bid. So hopefully we'll, like you said, catch up with Stock tomorrow.
You need to work that in your budget to get down there. Channel 5 needs to send you to the Bahamas, right?
Closest
that's going to be. They'll buy you a Bahama
Sandy,
Mama.
Lynn, if you're listening, you know, expect an email from me this afternoon. Right. Well, I'm sure Steve's already put in for it.
I don't think they're going to send you to the Bahamas.
It's probably not. I'm guessing no.
No. But
anyway. Doesn't Vanderbilt play at Hawaii next year? Aren't they? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. There you go.
Open the season with Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii. Okay. Right.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So I got time to work on that one. You know, I think we need to be there. We need to have a presence there.
One other tight note we didn't get to. Kevin Byard placed on the reserve COVID-19 list yesterday, but the timing with the bye week, he won't miss the following week.
It's
will
highly
it?
Unlikely he will not be available for the Jaguar game a week from Sunday. So if you're going to get it now. Everybody's resting up anyway. So.
Yeah. And that was what, you know, those who are need to be in, getting healthy this week. And those that need to get away, get away. So,
Like I said, its focus should be on getting healthy, playing better, stop turning the damn ball over, and win your division. Worry about your seating, you know, later.
Well, coming up this afternoon, and sure George will, and rightfully so, be taking a victory lap with his event last night. Huge success, the inaugural event. And, you know, it just knocked it out of the park. Everybody involved from the Strike and Spare family, you know, of families, the Schmidtos and good buddy Philip Cox. Sandra Wiley, who's now my best friend on Twitter.
She's great.
She's cool.
Well, I got to find her on Twitter. Yeah, I'm going to follow her.
It's I think it's Bowling is Fun 85, something like that. If you can go to my Twitter page, we've been going back and forth. And Zacko's are a $50 gift card, too, for showing up.
He won't pay up.
Zach will. Oh, yeah. He's Zach is the kind that will pay than rather be embarrassed not. You know? You just walk away and say, I don't care. Anyway.
That's right.
Anyway. Yeah, it's $50. I think he said he's given away five $50 gift cards from people who heard him say that.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Well, you can listen to them this afternoon as well. Bruno, Zach, and Ray. Again, Vanderbilt women's basketball tonight. Have a good one. Back in here tomorrow morning. Jim Rome next.